Here's an unbelievable offer exclusively for Morning Edition listeners. For a limited time only, you'll hear the story of some of the most amazing products ever made, including the Vegematic, the Pocket Fisherman, and the Rhinestone and Stud Setter. But wait, there's more. You'll also learn about the Popeels, Samuel, Ray, and Ron, who sliced and diced their way to pop culture immortality with labor-saving gadgets that really, really work. And if you listen now, you'll hear there's a new book about the Popeels titled, But Wait, There's More. Author Timothy Samuelson says the Popeel story is a classic tale of hustle and chutzpah.
These are the guys who would stand at a table at the county fair or on the boardwalk with a product, and just through the nuances of voice and gesture could get people to reach in their pocket and buy something they had no intention of buying.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you the greatest kitchen appliance ever made. The secret of this remarkable machine is every time I tap on the knob, the blades rotate automatically.
Now, the big breakthrough was 1956, when 21-year-old Ron Popeel pitches the Chop-O-Matic on television.
Right. The big question was, could you take classic pitch technique and take it to television where you're not actually in front of the audience? Would this work? So they put Ron Popeel before the camera, and it worked remarkably well. They couldn't make Chop-O-Matics fast enough.
Now, folks, I'll show you the crowning feature of this marvelous new machine. Here's where your Chop-O-Matic will save the day for both your hands and your eyes. You chop those onions so fine, all your onions chop to perfection without shedding a single tear.
That's all classic pitch technique. Talk about the product, tell how it'll save you time, it'll save you money. And you keep saying this over and over again. And of course, one thing you never do is you don't tell the price until the very end.
That's if you act now.
If you act now, yeah. No delay.
And next came the Vegematic.
Oh, the Vegematic. That was really the premier product of the Popeel line, and that's what really put them on the map.
Simply turn the dial and change from thin to thick slices. Now you can slice a whole can of prepared meat at one time. Isn't that amazing?
This was the classic commercial that everybody remembers.
But we misremember it.
Well, that's true. If you mention the Vegematic to anybody, they'll say, it slices, it dices.
It turns a sandwich into a banquet.
That's right. But one thing they didn't say was, it slices, it dices. In fact, it's almost like what people misremember about Play It Again, Sam, in the movies, or Judy, Judy, Judy. But everybody thinks that's what it said.
Perhaps we remember the send-ups of these spots more than we remember the spots themselves.
Here's how it works. Catch a bass, remove the hook, and drop the bass. That's the whole bass into the Super Bass-O-Matic 76. Now adjust the control dial so that that bass is blended just the way you like it.
Dan Aykroyd did that one in 1976, where he actually took a whole bass and put it into an electric blender. In fact, this is one of the things that probably, as much as the products themselves, made the Popeels famous.
Ron Popeel was the son and nephew of the Popeel brothers, but they were not close.
No, there always was a distance between father and son. In fact, Ron Popeel struck up on his own in 1964 and started his own company called Ronco, which many people think is the same as Popeel Brothers, but actually, it was two different companies, and at various points in time, they were fierce business rivals.
We are unwrapping the greatest gift you will ever give to mom, dad, even the kids. It's the Ronco Bottle and Jar Cutter, an exciting new way to recycle throwaway bottles and jars into decorative glassware, centerpieces, thousands of things. The Ronco Bottle and Jar Cutter, still only $7.77.
You're personally fond of the inside-the-shell egg scrambler.
Probably one of the most bizarre products. Came out in 1978. You impale the egg on this little bent pin. The needle actually spins around and scrambles the egg while it's still inside the shell. I actually have one of them right here. In fact, you can hear the sign of that little needle spinning around and would perfectly scramble that egg inside its shell.
For all of these fabulous products, Ron Popeel went bankrupt.
Yes, he was expanding his business in the early 80s. A Chicago bank called the loan on him, and he didn't have the money to cover it. So in 1984, that was the end of Ronco. But He was able to muster his personal money and buy the molds for many of his products and the stock of products that he had. And he actually went out to kind of rebuild his fortune, selling them out on the street again. After, you know, rising to the top and driving fancy cars, there he was out at the county fairs selling the food dehydrator.
And made a second fortune. We don't have to hold a benefit for Ron Popeil.
That's it. No, he did just fine. In fact, he was persuaded to sell his food dehydrator in the early 1990s on an early cable shopping network. What was great in a little one-minute commercial, you can imagine what he was able to do in a half-an-hour infomercial.
You're not going to have to spend $2,000 or $1,000 for my product. You're not going to spend $300. Not 290 or 280, not 270, not 220, not even 200. Just four easy payments of $39.95. That's all.
Everything that you see in terms of an infomercial, you will see the classic techniques that came from the Popeil commercials. Now, Popeils weren't the first to make an infomercial. They weren't the first pitchmen to go on television. But they were the ones who did it better than anyone else. So anytime you turn on late night TV, you'll see some advertisement that gives a tip of the hat to the Popeils.
Timothy Samuelson, author of But Wait, There's More.